Graham, we've talked about the sort of wild animal population. Just briefly, what about the food supply, poultry farming? What's the risk there?
Yes. As far as poultry and food supply, what does it mean? Well, it doesn't mean anything yet, because as we've said, it's just these two confirmed cases in these two birds. But I mean, here's how serious it's being taken. Like within a day or two of the first case being confirmed, we've got Ingham's, which is this biggest poultry supplier in Australia. They locked down their facilities in Western Australia. That doesn't mean they're closing them, but they're taking extreme biosecurity measures. And that's when we've got no actual case in any commercial birds or in any facilities. The National Farmers Federation, they've said this week, it's a really stressful time for farmers. But they're trying to sound positive. They're saying they feel that it can be managed and they think that Australia is pretty well prepared. But overseas, particularly in the United States, there's been huge losses of commercial poultry, for example. My colleagues at The Guardian in the UK reported last year that something like 280 million commercial birds have been killed because of this strain. So there's a lot of concern, there's a lot of stress and anxiety.
You've mentioned the risk of a human transmission, but how serious a reality is that a breakout amongst humans getting very sick from this different strain of bird flu?
Yeah, the public health risk actually is considered to be really low. Human-to-human spread is almost unheard of with this virus, and we just don't catch it very easily. So for a bit of context, like there's been about 500 deaths globally since 2003. That's across 25 countries. Now, this is going to be a bit cold. Obviously, any death is awful, but that number's not a lot in the context of sort of illnesses. Like, for example, there was 1,700 people died of influenza last year in Australia. So where there is a risk, it's been found that it's highest for people actually working in the poultry industry or up close to infected animals. They've ended up working with infected birds. But I think for the general population, it's considered a really low risk.
Just finally, Graham, what are people being told to do in the early stages of this outbreak if they come across sick birds? What's the plan?
Yeah, so don't panic. Call the authorities. Stay vigilant. BirdLife Australia actually has been putting out some information. They say, like, look for groups of dead birds at lakes or beaches. And so then here's the public service announcement. Anyone who finds a sick or a dead bird or a sick marine mammal, they're advised to avoid the animals, don't handle them, but instead take some photos, take a video, and then call the Emergency Animal Disease Hotline on 1-800-675-888.
Graham, on that note, it's early days for this outbreak, but thank you for taking us through what's happening.
Thanks, Regid.
That was environment and climate correspondent Graham Redfern. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Lou Hill. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you liked this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.
In a world of need, we need medical care. Without delay.
Delay.
Without bias. Without bureaucracy. Without prejudice. Without silence.
Civilians are not expendable.
Without apathy. Without division.
Division.
That's why we need doctors without borders. Save lives at msf.org.au.